In Northwest news from KPLU, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady confirms that he will appeal his punishment by the NFL in the so-called Deflategate controversy regarding the team's doctored footballs in the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts in January. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says the Patriots have written a bizarre new chapter in the saga, and it could affect how the Seahawks are viewed. Art, the Patriots rebutted the NFL's cheating contention with a 20,000-word response on a website they created that includes the claim that the two staffers implicated never talked about deflating footballs. What's going on here?
Just when you think this story can't get more absurd, it takes a fresh turn. And in this case, the Patriots attorney rebutted the claims made by an independent investigator hired by the NFL about just exactly what these two staffers were doing, claiming that these guys were talking about weight loss, not deflating the footballs. And of course, deflating the football, it gives a quarterback some advantage in gripping the ball and also running backs gripping the ball. And that was the subject of this investigation, that the Patriots cheated by underinflating the footballs in the AFC Championship game, not the Super Bowl. So Seahawks fans, don't get excited about the Super Bowl outcome being reversed. That's not in play here. But what is in play is this absurd quote from the report saying that one of the staffers, quote, sometimes would work out and bulk up. He's a slender guy, and his goal was to get to 200 pounds. The report continues with the other staffer in question. He's a big fellow and had the opposite goal, to lose weight. Deflator was a term they use to refer to losing weight. There is nothing complicated or sinister about it, end quote. That is the acme of absurdity.
So what is the point of this response?
They're trying to reduce the punishment that was signed off on by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, which was a 4-game suspension for Tom Brady, the quarterback, who was, quote unquote, generally aware of what was happening, a loss of a first-round draft choice and a fourth-round draft choice, as well as a $1 million fine.
So all of this begs a bigger question, at least in my mind, what is going on with the NFL?
Well, this is the latest in a series of punishments from Goodell's office that have caused his judgment to not only be questioned, but to be mocked. Starting, really, with the Patriots in 2007, a case in which the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, admitted that they were filming the defensive signals of coaches on the opponent's sidelines. Since then, there's been any number of disciplinary issues, including the Bountygate scandal, in which New Orleans Saints players were accused of headhunting their opponents intending to injure them. Goodell's punishments were so draconian that his predecessor, retired Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, was called back to roll back the severity of the punishments. And there's a lot of people who speculate that Roger Goodell is so intent on being the punisher that he overreacts to everything, knowing that he's going to get appealed back. Whether it's very serious stuff like domestic violence or something as absurd as underinflating footballs, the NFL is a subject of mockery.
Well, in this deflating football controversy, a lot of Seahawks fans are wondering, what if the footballs hadn't been deflated? Would the Patriots still have won? Would there have been a different outcome in the Super Bowl if that was the case? A lot of what ifs for Seahawks fans.
Right. Well, there's some talk about, the Patriots' habitual use of this technique. But the thing that strikes me that's rather fun here is that it's taking a little bit of the attention away from everyone scrutinizing the Seahawks and their offensive play calls. I'm thinking that, maybe the Seahawks don't look so dumb after all.
Well, so you're saying it's better to be labeled as dumb than be labeled as a cheater?
Yes.
Okay, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.